Rock. Rock and roll.
Welcome to our first edition of Music Express, bringing you music and interviews with some of the Czech Republic's brightest young bands and biggest names. Today, a group that first broke onto the scene just 2.5 years ago called Airfare. You heard a bit of them there. Founded by Czech-American frontman Thomas Lichtag, now 23, the four-member band plays catchy, sometimes harder, alternative rock, and all songs are sung in English. The singer-guitarist came into the studio this week to discuss how the band got its start, and he talked about their first big hit, Sorry Baby, that launched them onto the Czech music scene.
Say that, like, that was our success, that song. Without that song, I don't think we would be where we're at right now, actually. Definitely not. I mean, it really helped us out, like, that people actually knew the song and everything, but nobody actually knew the name of the band. So for us, it was sort of like a success, but, you know, at the same time, not really. It was actually pretty hard to get ourselves at to shows and stuff like that, because you always had to tell the people, you know, like, this is Airfare. Yeah, what is it? It's Airfare. Yeah, I don't know that. And it's like, yeah, well, do you know Oh, yeah, all right, we want that band. That's great, you know. You try to move heaven and earth, and I will be John Dillinger. Sorry Baby was accompanied by a mostly black-and-white video of Airfare performing at a small club. And because the band sang in English, many viewers and audiences at concerts were initially confused over whether the band, which includes bass player TV and guitarist Lukáš Chromek, were even Czech. Thomas Lichtag says that was fully intentional. Airfare wanted to sound different, a goal they achieved. The main sound, we actually... It being a Czech band, then our main goal was just not to sound like a Czech band. We just wanted to make like a good rock album, and just come close with the equipment and all that stuff. We were like getting the equipment just to play on for such a long time before we actually could go record that. It was actually quite a bit of work. And now whenever I look back on it, then it's sort of funny because now we have like everything we need, and it's not even something that we actually even think about. But at that time, it was just getting some kind of good rock sound.
Did people actually think at first that Airfare wasn't in fact Czech, that maybe you were Brits or from somewhere else?
Oh yeah, there was a lot of people that thought we were British, and actually so many people, you know, came up to us after shows and asked us, you know, that song that you play there, are you covering that, or did you guys write that, you know? And it's like, yeah, we are the band that wrote that.
To the relief of the band, the whole debut album called Hotel Moscow, which was written and recorded in Zlín, caught on. Along with Sorry Baby, entries such as Belladonna, Life is Easy, or Hard Ride helped Airfare gain strong footing on the mainstream alternative rock as well as college music scenes. Here Thomas talks about Hard Ride.
That riff and all that is actually the bass player's TV's riff, and he just brought it in, and then we decided to make this, you know, like this old school rock sort of format. It all came together pretty quickly, actually, so I can't even remember actually how we wrote that, but definitely wrote it in Zlín
at Hotel Moscow. I don't know. There's a lot of people that like that song. We like that song. We still play it in our set and get pretty good reactions most of the time.
Some of the songs, meanwhile, are mildly self-referential. Morning Person being one example. Well,
that's like the first song that I actually started doing with the bass player I started playing with here, which is the person I we basically wrote that entire album basically ourselves, and I wouldn't say like completely, but almost. And that's like the first song that I played for him just to see if he actually wants to do it or not, and he said it was catchy, so we started working on the album right away. But it's I wrote that song actually in the States whenever I was in Pennsylvania still, and it's basically just not about liking to wake up in the morning.
And that's you.
Yeah, that's me, definitely. That's me, 100%.
The release of Hotel Moscow in due time confirmed Airfare as one of the best new acts, and it was only a matter of time before the band began touring, gelling even more as performers, and building a solid base. It didn't take long for a second album to follow, one that they called Do You Like My Shit? Despite the provocative title, the first hit on the follow-up was School. School was a mild, nostalgic track evoking childhood and the halcyon days of summer, not unlike Karel Poláček's Bylo nás pět. We were a handful. Thomas Lichtag again.
When we came together as, you know, as everybody in the band and said, you know, what do we want to do for this video, then we definitely said, you know, Bylo nás pět.
If you look for fun, you know where to find me.
World War, also off the album, by comparison is a considerably heavier song. Like frontman Thomas Lichtag says, Airfare's members want to cover different bases and not just lock themselves in one specific style.
Well, we do like to write the occasional harder piece, but we do like to mix it up as well, so it's not all, you know, just like hard rock, hard rock, hard rock. You have World War and you have Collapse, and these songs are pretty hard and they're pretty fast, but I guess there's like a scale 1 to 10 and you gotta cover it all, so it keeps things interesting a little bit.
We leave you with World War, and be sure to tune in to Music Express next time.
Don't get too careless before you know it, all the young ones become the old. Yes, so let's destroy it. Let's get vicious, the system is before the
enjoy.